Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Art house movies. That traditionally meant low-budget indie movies that play at rep cinemas and film festivals, but times are changing and definitions blurring. This week I'm looking at three movies. A violent outdoor western with scenery as pretty as art. An art house drama about five Turkish sisters confined to their house. And a 3D look at an Italian house of art. Florence and the Uffizi Gallery in 3D and 4K. The Republic of Florence was a city run by oligarchs, not kings, in the Italian Renaissance. And above all were the Medici family. This film, with the help of Italian art historians and an actor playing one of the Medicis, takes you on a tour of the city of Florence. You see its bridges, chapels, palaces, and museums, and you get a very close look at and explanation of the amazing paintings, sculptures, even the stained glass windows there. Most of all, it looks at the art of the Uffizi Gallery. Uffizi means office in Italian, because it originally was an office building for bureaucrats in the 16th century. Now it has Botticelli's Birth of Venus, the very different Davids, Donatello's and nearby Michelangelo's in the Piazza di San Marco, and Caravaggio's Head of Medusa gushing blood in the great battles of Paolo Uccello. I remember reading Janssen's History of Art when I was a teenager, so a lot of these images are familiar to me, but this is the closest I have ever come to the art itself. The movie's a combination tourist ad and art recording. I have one criticism. 3D is terrific for sculpture and architecture. The camera all but caresses the naked statues it films, but two-dimensional paintings make 3D just look weird. But unless you're heading to Italy in the near future, this is your best and possibly only chance to see all these works of art close up. The Revenant, directed by Alejandro G. Iñárritu. It's the 1830s in the Old West. Hugh Glass, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, is a guide for a troop of frontiersmen carrying their furs to a trading post. He's helped by his son Hawk of the Pawnee Nation, played by Forrest Goodluck. They communicate in Pawnee, but they are attacked and many of them killed, seemingly for no reason, by Sioux warriors on horseback. Glass bravely fights them and gets all his or the surviving men to safety. Then a second disaster strikes. He's attacked and nearly killed by a huge bear defending her cubs. He can't go on, but the team's captain leaves three volunteers to give him a decent burial when he dies. Hawk, Bridger, a greenhorn on his first trip, played by Will Poulter, and Fitzgerald, played by Tom Hardy, who's a rather shifty character. So that guy, Fitzgerald, does something terrible and then throws Glass's body in a ditch, and he convinces the naive Bridger that he's dead and they're all under attack. They better go. They flee to the fort, but it's up to Glass to find the strength to come back from the dead. That's what Revenant means, and seek revenge. Okay, The Revenant is a simple story played out in the spectacular scenery of Western Canada. It seems historically accurate, with Indigenous groups speaking their own language, and it shows some of the atrocities white people committed against them. And there's some very cool background music and furry costumes and funny hats, but this movie is actually a mainstream action movie. Fights, chase scenes, damsel in distress, a heavy dose of parental revenge. But it's all gussied up in art house garb to try to win a couple Oscars. Don't get me wrong, I like this movie, despite the excessive blood, graphic wounds, and Caprio nonstop grunting and staggering around wounded. And there are also some interesting mystical sidebars and dreamy detours to add a bit of spice to the very simple story. But basically, it's still an action Western. Mustang, directed by Denise Gamzi Erguven. Lali, Nur, Etchi, Selma, and Sone are five pretty young sisters living in eastern Turkey on the Black Sea. They're five beautiful girls with pale skin and raven hair and brimming with girl power. Since their parents died, they've lived with their uncle and grandmother and are more or less left to their own devices. This means they can play, read, watch soccer, flirt with guys. They're as free as wild horses, like mustangs running across the prairie, hence the title. But when something changes, when school gets out for summer, they're spotted splashing in the water and playing chicken fights with some of the school boys, and later are seen, one of the daughters is seen with a schoolboy unsupervised in an orchard. Gasp! Oh my God, alone with a boy. So suddenly, their home is turned into a veritable prison. Their entrances and exits are tightly controlled. They're like princesses trapped in a castle tower. They're told to cover their hair, act civilized, be polite, conservative, and submissive. But the training doesn't work. They're tough and independent girls, not so easily tamed. Even so, soon enough, they're being married off one by one to men they don't know and don't love. Can any of the sisters resist this and escape to freedom? Okay, Mustang is a really nice, low-key movie. It's sweet, it's funny, it's touching, it's a really good coming-of-age drama. Five young actresses are all new to the screen and they're wonderful. The cast and the first-time director are Turkish, but the film itself has a very French feel to it. It's actually France's entry into the Best Foreign Film Oscar, and with a healthy dose of, yep, Fiddler on the Roof, the five daughters being sent off to husbands. Very good movie. The Revenant is now playing. Mustang opens today in Toronto and Florence, and the Uffizi Gallery is playing next Thursday, one day on January 21st. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.